Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I have the privilege of being the pastor here at Sugar Hill Church, and I hope you will come and check us out in one of our worship gatherings. We have three on Sunday morning, two English services at 9:30 and 11, and then a Spanish-speaking service at Sugar Hill Español in our chapel at 11 as well. This week, let's start off where we left off last week, talking about peace and our life, the greatest commodity of all time. I mean, this is the GOAT, right? The gift of all time, peace. If you think about it, this is greater than riches. This is greater than gold. This is greater than anything you can mine. Because a life without peace is a life persistently pushed to populism. Oh man, that is tweetable. A life without peace is a life persistently pushed to populism. If you take a look at our social, political, or even spiritual platforms here in 2018, we've evolved into a populist of popularistic people with a desire to accept any truth, no truth, or half-truth with the hope that we might just be approved by other sinful humans. I fall into the trap, I think every human does, where what we want is people to like us. It's at the heart of everything that's politically correct. It's at the heart of trying to buy into whatever it is somebody's trying to sell us. Jesus had a way to cut through the popular populist pundits in John 14:6. Here's what he said. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. I mean, such an exclusive statement might confuse, it might surprise, it might even offend people, but it's true nonetheless. There's no other way to salvation than through Jesus, the Savior of the world, God's Son. For God so loved the world that he gave us his Son that we might have life eternal. Jesus himself says that nobody, no matter how popular they are or how many people they draw, come to the Father except through him. He is not a way, as in one of many. He is the way, as in the one and only. No one, regardless of reputation, achievement, special knowledge, personal holiness, nobody comes to God the Father except through Jesus. You know, I wonder what would happen if Jesus was running for governor. Like, I wonder what would happen. How would you sling dirt on Jesus? You might say, well, you know what? He is inclusive. He says he's the only way. But then Jesus, in a debate, would look at someone with great love and patience, I believe, and say, but I'm very exclusive because anybody who calls on my name, I will hear them and I'll save them. I mean, he's not a way. He is the way. You know, seeking approval from more people will never lead us to peace, friend. The hope of peace is found only in the Prince of Peace. You cannot and you will not find peace in your life apart from Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Hope, and the Savior of the world. Paul wrote this to us so that we could understand that we cannot have peace while we're seeking always to simply be popular. I mean, listen to these words. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Listen, friend, I'll promise you that when we have and we desire to seek and find peace in our life, inevitably, we will have come to the realization that it is only found and it is only sustained in Jesus and Jesus alone. This is why he says that we are to be grafted, that we are to abide in him, that he is the vine, that we are the branch, that we rest in him, we place all our hope in him, we live for him, we follow him, we model our life after him. Why do we do that? Listen again, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you'll learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. And by the way, when it is good and it is pleasing and it is perfect, then peace resides there. Listen, friend, don't live in a pitiful perspective when you can live in a peace-filled existence. And Jesus says he is that way. On this Monday, as you head into just another work week, know this, that God's peace is available to you through his Son, the Lord Jesus, and it is completely free for the asking. That's all he says is come to him and call on his name. And I pray you'll do that today. I trust you'll have a great, great week. Stay tuned to us each day, Monday through Friday, for our weekday podcast. And I think you're just going to love sharing them this week through your social media networks. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow and through Friday. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.